at one point, like on Fridays. And it's because I know like how much it takes to write a fucking good post. Like it's a lot of work, right? And a lot of times you're not seeing the engagement or whatever it is that you're looking for, whether somebody calls you or likes it or comments. And it kills me when I see people out there just putting out like fire stuff and it's just not being seen.
Yes, that is him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Lance Furuyama, coming back on part two of the conversation. And shout out to Chris Gutkus and Mr. Adam Hoots, because I am deeply grateful for y'all supporting the idea, or actually recommending that these conversations get split into two parts. Y'all aren't the only ones that really love that. And so we're picking it up. If you haven't heard the first half, finish this one and then go back and listen to part one with Lance. But we're picking it back up where we're talking about, you know, how you let people into your inner circle. We also talk about later on in the conversation about like exiting people from our circle, which you might find some healthy tactics to manage that. And also, I'll just say it right now, like, don't practice mine. I share mine in there a little bit, and it's not the nicest way to function. And before you get into the second half of this conversation, I'm going to give the L&M family member shout out. This one goes out to Mr. James Boutone. James says, I sure appreciate you sharing with as much as you do for others in our construction community. I can only admire your commitment and determination. My post this evening is actually inspired by so many of the things you talk about often. James, thank you so much for that, man. It really is a meaningful and moving experience for me when people share these kinds of thoughts. And so, yeah, part of it is me making me, you know, gives me all the warm and fuzzies about the effort that I'm putting out into the world. But more importantly, it's like taking just a blind leap off the edge, because I don't know if it's going to resonate with people or if it's going to bring any value to people. Your response, your comment helps me know that I am contributing into the world. And more importantly, folks, the reason I want to share these highlights and these shout outs is because I know you have a message. I know you have a thought within you. I know you have gifts and talents to share with the world. And I want this to be evidence for you that there are people in the world waiting for your insight and your experience and your voice. So, you know, step on up, take a leap, and gift the community, the people, with your knowledge and your experience, because we need it. And here we go to Mr. Lance Furuyama. What are your criteria or filters for the people that you take advice from or invest time into?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's somebody that I would speak their name in the room if they weren't there. Because to me, that means that you passed every test that I have. Right? I'm putting my name, I'm signing off on you. And if I have any hesitation in doing that, then we're probably not going to work out. That's the big thing for me. And as far as who I'm helping, it's people that I see that are in the same position that I was in. Always look at it as stay close with people that are a couple steps ahead of you, and same thing, a couple steps behind you.
Ah.
Because like, I'm going to be open with it. You're one of the people that's a couple steps ahead, and you've invested time and energy into working with me. And I do the same thing with the people that I'm trying to pull up. Mm-hmm. If I have a day, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. This sucks. I mean, it hasn't been that way, but if there were a day, and I'm thinking like, not only am I accountable to myself, but I'm accountable to the people that invested in me and the people that are using me to help clear the path for themselves. It's a little easier to stay on track when it's not just yourself and those self-doubt voices.
Ooh, self-doubt. So a couple of things. One, I think it's an optical illusion that you think I'm a couple steps ahead of you. Because I'm like, no. You, like, I'm learning tons from you, bro.
No, to be fair, like, we learn a lot from each other because we have different strengths. Right? Like, you are an idea chaser. You are not afraid to work across different mediums and verticals. And I'm, by nature, very, like, analytical. I stick to what I know and what I've mastered. So by watching you and talking to you, it makes me less afraid to pursue new ideas like the video thing, which
awesome.
You know, by trade, that makes no sense.
Yep.
That makes absolutely no sense. But I'm quick at learning, interested, and I enjoy it. So that's how I ramped up so quick. And also with, for me, the big fear of chasing new things was time. Like, I only have so much time.
Yep.
So you went, I asked you about it. You took an hour and a half to go over your, like, your Trello board, your whiteboard, and all of that stuff with me. And I've been using it still. It's
have
in one of the windows. It's right down here.
That's awesome.
So that's something like you helped me. And then I remember what I've helped you with, but just different ideas. And that's the thing, right? You're ahead of me in certain aspects of the race. And I'm ahead in certain aspects, but we're pulling each other.
Yeah, bro. Like, I will agree 100% because it's like a relay race, right? Like, passing the baton at this point and at that point, supporting each other. It really is. When people ask me, I've been asked, where do you get your energy from? And it's like, I said, I've designed my life to spend most of my time doing things that are fulfilling. And then, well, what does that mean? Serving others, sharing what the natural gifts and talents I have. And we all have them. And one of my natural gifts is to be blind and deaf to risk. Because I just do stuff. But it helps people. I've heard multiple times people are like, man, like, how do you do that? I just do it. And I think of it as an experiment. And you do so many things. How do you manage it? Oh, I'm a psycho. Let me show you. Mural, calendar, Trello. Like, it looks like a serial killer's plan, right? Or their.
It does, actually.
You're not the first one to tell me that. But it's doing that. Now, but like, one of the key things in that little idea is it's the people, man. Like, when I share my gifts and talents, the people that I get to connect with are amazing people like you. Like, the rest of the, you know, there's a big list of people that are like super amazing, that are like really doing, putting themselves out there, right? Exposing themselves to the haters and the trolls and frustration from family, doing this extra LinkedIn, social media, like whatever it is, all of those things. There's this element of courage that they have. One, to overcome the friction. Two, to put yourself out there, because that's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, to trust a freak, right? Because we're all freaky. So it's like, that's the combination. All of those things are what give me more energy to keep doing crazy stuff and exploring and testing and all the damn, whatever the hell it is I'm doing right now. Sometimes I forget because I got a lot of the air. Now, you mentioned the self-doubt and this type of thing. How much of that do you deal with?
Surprisingly, it changes, right? It evolves with you. So that's kind of fucked up. But in the beginning, it's, you don't know what the hell you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a real thing. You're just making things up. You're making a thing that suits you. And then people start paying for it and enjoying it and liking the outcomes. And then you start to get this other voice that's like, well, you know, like, you're a fraud. Like, you just made this thing up because you're not a videographer. You're not a professional interviewer. You don't do any of that stuff. And as the success happens, it starts to take a different voice. It starts to try a different approach. And I've gotten better at silencing for the most part.
Okay.
It doesn't contribute. So giving it any energy doesn't help.
Yeah. No, I like that. I heard it said worrying about a negative outcome is like praying for what you don't want.
Ooh.
What do you think about that one?
That's sick. That's deep. Well, you know what it is too? I feel like a lot of times when I'm hearing those voices, it's something that somebody else said that's just sitting in a dark corner of your mind until you're alone. Like, usually at night for me is when it happens. You're alone with, you think, what are your thoughts? But it's somebody else's shit that they put on your shoulders.
Yes.
Right. They're like, are you sure you can do that? And then you start to go, oh shit, am I sure? I don't know.
Yeah. So you said alone, but you've got a family. Yeah.
I do, but I'm just up weird hours. I still get 7 hours of sleep somehow. It's just very like choppy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Cause I see you posting at 5 o'clock my time, which is like 3 o'clock your time sometimes. I'm like, damn it, Lance, I hope you're taking care of yourself.
And yeah, it adds up to seven. It might be 4, 3, 1 or something weird situation, but it's 7 hours a day. I'll tell you that.
That's awesome, man. No, that's absolutely necessary. for me, those negative thoughts, they come from the judgments I make of other people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make, right? Like when I'm worried about being one of those sellouts, right? Because for me, I will refer to people that way. And then I get all caught up and wound up like, man, I'm da, 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 da. And it's like, well, who's ever called me a sellout? Nobody. Well, it's been a while since anybody's called me that. And it's like, oh, it's because the judgments I project on other people is what's getting me spun up and caught up on making a decision or doing something. And then, like you said, somebody said something, you picked it up. And it's a thing. It's a thought. I don't have to let it conquer the moment.
I don't have to water it.
Yeah.
Die right where it is.
So how do you go about not letting it conquer the moment?
That's a good question. I just get back to work and start creating. I've honestly just stopped caring what other people say. And on one of the live streams, actually, Jonathan Corr was the one that said, like, he removes his personal value from the outcomes of whatever he's working on. Because I think a lot of damaged ego really waters those fucked up voices that are in your head. And so if your ego's in check and you're just like, I might try to close a sale with somebody and they say, actually, it's just not for me. Instead of me going, see, I told you it's not worth anything. Like, I'll go start working on the projects of the people that did pay me and continue moving on. I think the ego, the damaged ego is the most dangerous enemy that we have for ourselves.
Oh, dude. Because then you like retaliate out of being like hurt. You're hurt.
Broke ass. You couldn't afford it.
So on that line of thinking, again, I think I had a feeling when this is good for other content creators out there. I think these are some really like realities that everybody deals with. How much do you lose when you get a no, Lance?
How much, what do I lose?
Exactly.
Oh, good question. No, nothing much. I was single for a long time. So no's they just bounce off for me. I don't care. It honestly doesn't hit land as hard as it should.
Yeah. But
a lot of times if you're reading between the lines, it shouldn't be a surprise when you get a no.
Yeah.
Like if they had asked for price and all of a sudden the communication slows down to a halt, it really shouldn't be that surprising when they say no after they ghosted you for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. If I think of it I think it was Alex Hormozy. Have you consumed any of his content?
Not much. His name has come up probably 5 times this week. Oh, and I just don't live with it, but keep rolling.
For me, it's like he simplifies some things that can be very complex. And I'm like, yep, that lands with me. Style and all that, it's a different thing. But it was two things that I took out of the thing I was listening today. One was that, like, is a no cost you nothing? And actually, no is all upside. Meaning, I got a rep in of marketing my product. I learned what kind of objections or things to look for in the future to filter, right back to the filter that you mentioned earlier. And now I can move on to the next one. So it didn't cost me anything. I'm still as broke as I was when I started talking to you.
Nothing changed.
I got a little bit more experience and let's move on.
Before I move on to that though, Jesse, that's an important thing.
What's that?
I think that's a really important thing that you just touched on, because I never really asked people about what were your impressions of me, or again, one of the downsides of not caring, right?
Right.
You know, when Jonathan posted this morning, it was basically saying, like, I hit him up in the DM, how can I serve you? Whatever. I want to put you on my page. And it's almost like a sneaking suspicion of, all right, but what's next?
Yep.
And the what's next with me never comes, but it says a lot to the environment and the mindset that we're all looking at as the person on the other end, right? Seems too fucking weird. This guy's not asking me for anything. He's not trying to sell me anything. Like, what's a fucking weirdo? What are you after? What are you trying to do? And I never thought of it, right? I read it and I was kind of like, oh, damn, didn't occur to me.
But that's because you weren't going in to make the sale. You were looking to connect. If you go back and read the thing, maybe there's probably a way I could put it up here somehow in the editing. This was the post. This is what I was thinking. This is the post. This is what I was thinking. Yeah, it was totally, I want to connect with you right now. It's different. Now, you didn't say that. Hey, Jonathan, let's connect. Come on, bro. Let's connect.
Let's connect, man.
Right. Because that elicits a no or a yes or no. Instead, like, I want to help you. What is it that you do? Because I think I understand it. And I think somebody else needs that service. What is that? So I can connect you. And so it was all about connection and connectivity, which is like largely absent in our industry. And I think that's an important, maybe a side note, but I think that's one thing that I'm feeling or maybe witnessing, discovering, seeing it develop is the type of connectivity that we all have right now, specifically the group that's the construction creator group that is on LinkedIn, is the type of connectivity that we need throughout the industry. But back to the point, you didn't say, hey, Jonathan, let's connect.
Yeah. Let's network.
Let's network. Do you want to network? No, you were networking. So maybe that's the secret sauce, right? As to why that's not a no. I remember you reached out to me and you're like, hey, I've got a newsletter. Do you have any links that you want? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, yeah, bro. Like, amazing. Yeah. What can I do for you? It wasn't a yes or no, like a yes or no question, even though there was a decision to be made.
Didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Now I hadn't thought about it until now. And so I guess that's just a natural skill that you've doesn't sound like you developed it on purpose, or did you?
No. I wish I could claim that it was a mastermind move, but it was just the way you
know. Oh, dude, you totally got to leverage it. You got to say, yeah, if you really want to get the inside of that, you got to sign up for X and drop it. I'll drop the link in the chat, put thumbs up in the chat, and I'll send you a DM.
Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes. I think that's one of the things that's super amazing, man, is it. A lot of what I get to witness in the way you interact and the way you post and the way you treat people, to me seems very, this is going to sound ugly, but it seems calculated and well thought out. But when I talk to you, you're just being Lance.
Yeah, a lot of it too. Like, I started shouting people out at one point, yes, like on Fridays. And it's because I know like how much it takes to write a fucking good post. Like, it's a lot of work, mm-hmm, right? And a lot of times you're not seeing the engagement or whatever it is that you're whatever it is you're looking for, whether somebody calls you or likes it or comments. And it kills me when I see people out there just putting out like fire stuff and it's just not being seen, or people see it and I'm not trying to read that much. I'm not trying to learn. Entertain me. Yeah. And for me, that's tough because I hate writing. So to see somebody do it and not get the response that they're looking for, it hits something for me. Yeah. And I think that's where that thing comes from, right? It's like, I can put myself in your shoes, try to figure out how much effort went into it. And if you're not seeing the results, I feel like somebody needs to say something.
Man, there you go again, just serving others, right? You're using your gifts and talents in service to others. So
it's also selfish. I don't want them to stop writing because it's helping me learn. So it's not completely selfless. There is some selfishness in it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you, man. To me, that translates into reciprocal propulsion. You're contributing. You like that?
I like that.
You're contributing to me, helping me grow, helping me get my momentum that's propelling me forward. So I'm going to reciprocate. And then it's just the flywheel and keep spinning and spinning. But that flywheel does not work with the wrong people. And so how do you go about managing maybe a bad selection? If when you make a bad selection of letting people that are not in alignment with your mission, how do you go about exiting them out of your space or your inner circle?
Well, if they made it that far, they're pretty much good to go. Okay. To get on board it's pretty lengthy. It doesn't seem that way, I'm sure, like the outside looking in.
Right.
But there are levels to it, right? And everything goes back to depth. Mm. I have a lot of like surface level connections, but there are people with each talk or each, when it gets real and we really start talking about like what we're trying to do, things are going through my life, that you're working your way closer and closer. So you're not just getting a free pass to the inner circle, but it's over time and over shared experiences. Mm. So if you made it that far and you fuck up, I look at that as a one-off, like maybe something that was a lot of character, a little weird. But I don't just throw the baby out with the bathwater for that.
Man, so empathy.
Because I care about you. I'm like, hey, man, that was a weird fucked up thing that you just, what's going on? Like, we need to.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? It's addressing thing and asking. Because if you go home and let it fester, like, yeah, fuck that guy. He was such an asshole.
Yep.
You forget about the 99% of the time that you guys really helped each other and or enjoyed your time together.
Yeah, man. What do they say? Conflict avoided is conflict multiplied.
Oof. Ooh, that's a good one. Never heard that.
I stole that one. None of these are my original. No, I don't think I've said anything original yet. Yeah, that like. The resentment just festers and bubbles and grows, and it's bad. It's now you're far more compassionate than I am, because I do put people on the dead to me list, and it could be people that were all the way up in that inner circle. I've gotten better about like not slamming the door shut forever.
And there was a little bit of compassion, though. So you're saying you had people all the way in.
Yep.
That got themselves all the way out.
Yes.
Like, it had to be, like, a violation, though, that's, like, really fucked up, right?
You no, can't just be. Not for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's as simple. Then I'll say the most frequent violation. I'll put it that way. The most frequent violation is when their say-do ratio gets way out of whack. They stop following through doing the things they said they were going to do. When that happens, I just sever connection, which is probably, not probably, I know that's connected to like childhood trauma. It's more of a defense mechanism than anything. Now, historically, I'll say before the past, we'll say 5 years, once you were out. Like there was no way you're coming back in. Now it's more of like, okay, like I'm going to watch and I'm going to study and be very apprehensive about it. But I do cut people off. And when I say cut people off, I mean from like the feeling, right? Like I don't have that care anymore. I just turn it off, which is kind of weird. But anyhow, we're supposed to be talking about you, Lance. Come on, bro.
I mean, no. Well, the reason I asked that is, so this, like you got your serial killer board, right? Serial killer whiteboard and Trello. And I have this weird thought that I have the hardest time shaking. I don't even know if I want to say it, but I'm going to keep going. I always think, no matter how deep your relationship is with somebody or how good it is, like you could fuck that up in 5 seconds if you wanted to. Like, I'm not saying that this is something that would happen, but just you've known somebody for 30 years, inner circle as deep as it gets, and you kiss a dude's wife.
Yep.
Like, that shit ain't, there's no coming back. And that's like a decision that can be made in a second to break down everything that was built. It's such a weird thing because when I'm driving, I drive home on this weird road, one lane each way, and it's really curvy. I'm like, man, if somebody fucks up, I'm dead. And it's a decision that they made or lack of decision making. And everything's so fragile, I guess is what I'm getting at. So for you to say that, it's not shocking. Yeah.
Things are fragile. And for me, maybe this is the truth. I am ultra fragile. So that's why I have the quick, boop, dead to me. You're on the list. Peace out. Done with you. Next. I've gotten better at it. But again, like the compassion you have gives me something to aspire to. So another thought, we're talking about how you're supporting the folks that you see posting fire, like really great stuff, and they're not getting the interaction you feel it deserves. So along that line of thinking, what are your thoughts on like likes and comments and views on the content that you post?
I guess it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish, right? If you're trying to share ideas and it gets likes, that's good. And if it gets engagement, I think they're all tied to each other, right? If you're getting likes and comments, then you're getting more viewers and greater reach. So I think that's the only value of it all. I do think like all of the magic is in the comments on LinkedIn. And that's why I purposely don't do like thought dumps on there too much. I try not to, because all I'm trying to do is I want to leave enough room for people to have a voice at the table. But if I say everything and like it's like 3 scrolls long, you're all the way down and like, well, fuck, he said everything already. What the hell do I have to say? So I try to keep it short and leave it where there's room for a conversation, because that's true engagement. Otherwise, I'm just talking at you.
Correct. 100%. So What pointers would you give one of the lurkers, people that have been out there like on social media and they watch and read and but they don't really comment and they don't post, but they want to. They're post curious, right? They want to, but they don't because of all the human things that happen, right? They're all caught in their head. They don't know, blah, 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 blah. What kind of thinking would you recommend to help them like get over the hump and start commenting or start posting?
I think there's a couple of things. People are worried because of what their employer might think. So that's something that you should be aware of. But if that's not an issue for you, I would just comment on other people's stuff. I joke that I like commenting because I don't have to think that much. Like you already got the conversation started. I just have to I'm bringing chips to the party. Like it's not a huge deal, but sometimes you want chips. Like you barbecued all day. You did everything and I just came. Hey, what's up, man? But like, first of all, it shows appreciation for what the person put up. And second, it's the cool thing is you can respectfully disagree on this platform.
Yes.
And that's kind of my favorite thing, right? As long as you're not coming in sideways, have whatever you believe, say it if it so moves you, but also don't back off at the first sign of resistance. Like, you can still respectfully disagree. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. 100%. All right, brother. So we're going to slide in home. And here's the closing question. Are you ready? This is a big one.
I'm ready.
What? And you do a lot of amazing things. So I imagine this might be a tough question, but what is the promise you are intended to be?
To continue serving. I mean, serving my family, serving the people that I care about. I'm not here to serve everybody, but it's the people that are on the path with me. As important as it is, because I thought that my own financial success would be like, I made it. Look at me. But it really, I get the most joy doing that, but also helping other people become free of whatever they're trying to get away from. Well, you know, that's not an accurate statement. It's free to go get where they want to get to. Mm. You shouldn't be running from something. You should be running to something.
Oh, gold. Yes. Awesome. Any shout out?
Yeah, running from something is fear motivated, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any shout outs you want to give?
Everybody, man, too many. I can't believe if you pull out trying to get me canceled like you on LinkedIn.
I feel you, man. I'm like, oh, and what? Well, that's a long list. Well, I'm just going to have to
Get those project managers after you. And then now who was the other one that you're trying to get?
The public speakers.
Public speakers. I think I can square up with Muscle, but don't start going after other people.
You know, I've only known Lance for a short period of time. And when I say short, I mean like less than a year. And the very first time I connected with that man, I was like, wow, this guy really wants to serve. And if that didn't come through, like through this second half of the interview, of how committed he is to serving other people, and I've met him in person, and same thing. I see all the content he posts, and it's always about serving others. So check him out. Follow him on the LinkedIn. Follow his business page, the Trade Partner HQ. He's doing a whole lot of great things out there to help other people elevate and spread their wings. He's also been helping me get the word out on some of the products that I've been producing. And the latest concoction, the latest experiment actually is the sponsor of this episode. And that is the Field Leaders Planning Toolbox. It is in development. So over the next 6 weeks, what are we in January right now, January 2024, there's an early adopter rate. So if you sign up right now, you'll get the early adopter rate, which is like super discounted because all the other modules aren't in there yet. And I will be adding a module every couple weeks here going forward. And as I add modules, the rate is going to go up. But if you take advantage of the early adopter rate right now, you'll get in like at the bottom at the cheapest rate available. If you're wondering who is going to get the most value out of the Field Leaders Planning Toolbox, it is going to be trade foremen, trade superintendents, people that are out there busy doing the work. Maybe you're not a trade foreman, but you know somebody who is. Maybe you're a project manager or a superintendent for a GC, and you got a whole bunch of trades out on your project that may benefit from some tools, but you don't have the time to like teach the thing because you got to go build the damn building. That's the whole point of the Field Leaders Planning Toolbox. So check it out. The link's going to be down there. Be cool, and we'll talk at you next time. Peace.